Books don't work their magic on me anymore. It used to be that if I was in a funk or in the barren hinterland between sad and mad, I could just pluck any random one from my favorites shelf and settle into my fuzzy pink chair for a good read. By chapter 3, chapter 4 at the very latest, I'd be feeling better. These days, though, the books are nothing but letters arranged into correctly spelled words, arranged into grammatically correct sentences and well-structured paragraphs, and thematically cohesive chapters. They're no longer magical and transporting. In a past life, I was a librarian, so my books are arranged by genre. Until I started giving them away, the contemporary romance section was the biggest. My favorite of all time is Cupcakes and Kisses. I pull it down from my shelf and flip through it, giving it one last shot to be magical. The best scene is when the no-nonsense head chef and the sexy, constantly brooding line cook with a mysterious past have a food fight in the kitchen. They both end up covered in flour and icing. There's kissing and a lot of dessert-related wordplay. Sugar lips, sweet buns, sticky situations. 6 months ago, this scene would have made me gooey inside. See what I did there? Now, though, nothing. And since the words haven't changed from the last time I read them, I have to admit the problem isn't the book. The problem is me. I close the book and stack it on top of the others I'm giving away. One last trip to the library tomorrow, and all my romances will be gone. Just as I start putting them in my backpack, Mom pokes her head into my room. Her eyes travel a circuit from my face down to the tower of books, up to the 4 empty rows on my shelf, and then back to my face. She frowns and looks like she wants to say something, but then she doesn't. Instead, she stretches out her hand and pushes her phone toward me. "It's your father," she says. I shake my head so hard my braids whip around my face. She jabs the phone my way again. "Take it, take it," she mouths. "No, no, no," I mouth back. I've never seen two mimes arguing, but I imagine it would look something like this. She moves out of the doorway and all the way into my room. I have just enough space to dart around her, so I do. I sprint down our small hallway and lock myself in the bathroom. Mom's inevitable knock comes 10 seconds later. I open the door. She looks at me and sighs. I sigh back at her. Most of our communication these days comes in the form of these small exhalations. Hers are frustrated and long-suffering and exasperated and impatient and disappointed. Mine are confused. "Yvette Antoinette Thomas," she says, "how long are you going to keep this up?" The answer to her question, and I think it's a fair one, is forever. Forever is how long I'm going to be angry at Dad. Really, the better question is, why isn't she?